You okay over there? God.
Yeah, my, it's like a combination of asthma and then I feel like a little congested.
Oh, no.
Like, I don't feel sick, but I feel, I don't know, like my nose is a little stuffy for some reason. And then my asthma is kind of bothering me today. So, I apologize in advance, everybody, if I cough or clear my throat. We're not feeling too hot over here today.
It happens. It happens to the best of us. So, a couple weeks ago, you tricked me. Well, I shouldn't say tricked. You sent me a screenshot about an episode all about Chris.
Oh, no.
So I'm going to flip the roll on you.
It's payback day.
But, well, sorry for pausing our normal conversation, but we have to have a little conversation about our sponsor today.
We do.
Dad Strength Fitness.
Dad Strength
Fitness. Thank you so much for your support. But please go support Dad Strength Fitness. You can go visit their website at dadstrengthfitness.myshopify.com. If you use the code ULTIMATEBUFFET, you get a 10% discount.
Ooh, 10%.
So go check out their gear, from hats, clothing, sweatshirts, and t-shirts. They got everything for you, for that dad that's working hard, both at work, at home, and grinding in the gym.
Dad Strength.
I didn't come up with the questions. I had Chad do it.
Who?
Chad.
Who's Chad?
Chad. GPT.
Chat. Oh, my goodness.
Which makes it even better because I can give you a little shit. So I did this last night.
Yeah.
So my prompt to it is, what 10 questions can I ask Sean in an episode of All About Sean on the Ultimate Buffet podcast? And it gave me 10 questions.
Oh, my goodness.
Right here.
Okay.
So I didn't come up with these questions. I'll fully admit that.
Yeah.
And they're hilarious. So, it's all about Sean today.
Okay, well, welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast.
Well, welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. On top of that, my name is Chris.
My name is Sean.
And I guess we should introduce ourselves a little bit. But, Sean.
Yeah.
Are you ready for your 10 questions?
Yeah, I guess. Gosh darn it. 10 questions.
So, according to this, it says, let's start simple. How would you describe yourself to someone meeting you for the first time? So the question is, who is Sean?
Oh my God.
It's funny because they have the question and then it has a little description below, but the description below is better than the question on this one. So who is Sean?
If I had to explain myself, he's a guy that loves to cook. He is a guy that loves to be outside. He's married with a handful of kids.
Outnumbered.
Gosh, I've never had to explain myself.
Oh, don't worry.
He, third person. He works full time.
Cooks full time.
He cooks full time. He loves to camp. Loves to go camping. And I'd say his favorite food is a tie between Italian and Mexican.
Oh, okay. I like this. Where's my mouse? Okay.
I think that's all I got. I've never explained myself before.
That's fine. Don't worry, there's going to be more questions to help us get to know who is Sean.
Okay.
Question number two. What's your background? Where did you grow up? And what experiences shaped who you are today?
Oh, God. Loaded question.
That sounds like a question that could be a whole episode, too.
That could be a whole episode in itself.
Just listen to back all the other episodes.
Yeah. Born in San Jose. Moved to...
I actually didn't know that.
Yeah, born in Los Gatos.
I did not know that.
Yeah. At the, the Santa Clara Hospital. I don't know what the name is for it. Lived in Los Gatos. Moved to Auburn. lived off of 49. Moved to Loomis at a young age, but I remember growing up in Loomis, so I couldn't have been too young. Probably 5, 6, maybe.
Okay.
Moved to Rockland. Grew up in Rockland. A lot of people know my mom passed away when I was 11. So I think that kind of took me for a wild ride.
Shaped you a little bit.
Yeah, shaped me a little bit. And then that's it. Kind of grew up in Rockland and then moved a handful of times after that and stayed in Placer County, though.
Okay. Like it.
Yeah. Does that answer the question a little bit?
No, okay. That's fine. Because the further along we get in these questions, Chad wanted to go a little bit deeper.
Oh, my God.
So, question number 3. What drives you? What motivates you every day, whether it's work, family, fitness, or something else?
Well, it's not fitness.
I feel you on that one.
Yeah, man, I've taken a hiatus and I feel it. I need to get back. So maybe my motivation needs to be fitness. I would say, and it sounds cliche, but I would say my motivation, and I'll explain why, actually. My motivation right now is the kids. And I feel that all three of them are kind of going through, all positive, but going through their own certain attitudes.
Okay.
And my kids are super well behaved, all three of them. But I feel like right now, they're all needing a little bit more. And I don't know if needing more attention is the right phrase, because they're not attention seeking, but I feel like they all need something every day.
Something different from dad.
Something different. Something extra.
Yeah.
So I guess the cliche answer would be what motivates me, my family, but my wife's self-sufficient for the most part. She doesn't cook. So other than
that,
as I feed her, she's fine. But yeah, the kids right now, just I feel like they're really growing up quickly.
Yeah.
Just within the last few months, my wife and I have talked about it and things are like changing with them. And it's been real noticeable over the last couple months.
Yeah.
So motivation would be family.
Okay.
And catering to the kids in particular.
Okay. Number 4, what's a moment in your life that changed everything? Big or small?
Jeez.
What's a turning point that really sticks with you?
I'll probably say my current job.
Okay.
I have always been a hustler and have always chased the dollar.
Okay.
Being in sales for, gosh, since I was 20. And, you know, so being in sales, I would say for 14, almost 15 years of my actual adult life, has been a pain in the butt. You know, anybody that works in sales, there's highs and lows. And when the highs are great, they're great. When the lows are great, they suck.
Yep.
And so I would say my current job, not having to worry about a paycheck.
Yeah, that makes
sense. And I'm not saying that I'm making, you know, killer money, you know, because being in sales, I made really good money and didn't have to work a lot. Now I work 40 hours a week. But the paychecks are fine.
But you also get to choose if you want to work more hours or not.
Correct.
And sales, you didn't have that choice.
I didn't have that choice. Yeah. You know, if the phone rang, you had to answer it, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I would say my current job, it's completely set up my family's life for a positive in regard to the long run.
Yeah.
You know, having a pension and whatnot is big. So I would say my current job.
Okay. Let's see here. Question number 5. What's one thing people get wrong about you? Any misconceptions people tend to have?
Holy heck.
That's only question number 5. I still got 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty much an open book.
I agree. I definitely agree with that.
So, if there are, I wouldn't know. Or, yeah, I haven't been told.
I think a misconception, and I think we learned this from last episode, is you are not as much of a Glock whore as you think you are.
Oh, my God. I am, though. I am.
Yeah, I am. But you're still just thinking.
There's a piece of my heart that wants to go sick.
And it just grows every day.
It's growing.
You've been hanging out with me too much.
I know. It's
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah. Well, it's a bad thing because it's going to spend more money.
Not if you sell that 48.
That's true. And I'd have to put it all together. I mean, for
You're not going to get what you spent into it, though.
No.
You know that.
Yeah. So I'm hoping you find something wrong with it. To be honest.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful gun. It looks great.
Yeah.
Okay, so misconception. I'm not as big of a Glock whore as I once was.
Now, Yeti, you're still
here. Yeti, I'm not. Yeah, that's never going to change.
And Sam's Club, you're not. So we're moving.
You're changing me one tangible item a year.
I just know how to change you, especially with the Costco thing.
Oh my goodness!
Just go to your wife and
yeah, exactly. we do have the black card now.
Good
with Costco, whatever that's called.
The executive membership.
We have that.
You know what makes that better? You can go at 9 o'clock in the morning, where all the other peasants go at 10.
Really?
Yep.
Ooh, I like it.
Yep.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I just called everyone peasants. I apologize, everyone. I didn't really mean that.
I'm still a peasant.
Yeah.
Even in my own household.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Next question. God, we're flying through these. So I do apologize if this is a short episode, but it is all about Sean.
It's all about me. There's not much to talk about.
I can have Chad give me more questions too. Okay. So question number 6, what's a typical Sean day look like?
Oh man, my life's rough. I work at night and I babysit during the day. And people say, you know, oh, well, it's your kids. You're not babysitting. They're yours. No, I'm babysitting during the day. So I've got one child not in school yet. So babysit during the day, cat nap on the couch. She's super chill, so she's easy to take care of. Get her down for a nap around 11:30, and then I sleep a couple hours, and then I...
Does she wake you up?
No.
Because she still stays in her crib, right?
Mm-hmm.
She can't get out of it?
Oh, she can.
Oh, but yeah. She just stays in there. Oh, nice.
Okay. Yeah, I would say every once in a while she'll pop out.
And come wake you up?
No. She'll go lay on the couch or she just moves nap time. It's weird. So she'll sleep for a few hours. I get a few hours of solid sleep. And then obviously now it's summertime, so I'm not having to pick kids up from school. And it's also been nice, having my wife home for the summer.
You're getting some sleep.
I'm getting some sleep, but a typical day with her not being home, I would, babysit the little one, the kids being at school, Usually I have to pick up one of them, possibly the second. So my nap time gets cut into. But yeah, on days that I don't work, I like to be outside. I like to run around with the kids. I actually like taking the kids on errands, you know, stuff, whether it's like a Target pickup for the wife or whatever, going to the bank. And usually the girls like to go. The older one doesn't, for whatever reason.
'Cause he's getting older.
He's getting older quickly. But yeah,
is he driving yet?
God, it's going to be soon enough.
Sorry.
It's going to be soon
enough. That was mean. That was really mean.
It's going to be soon enough, I'll tell you. But yeah, I like being active. I mean, we're always doing something.
Yeah.
And the nights around here have been cooling off. And so we've been playing outside, which is cool.
Nice. That's a win.
But yeah, just being, I'm a homebody, so I like being home, and playing outside with the kids. That would kind of be a typical day.
Sounds like a win-win to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number 7.
Mm-hmm.
What's your go-to order at a buffet? Since this is the ultimate buffet, we have to know, what is your plate strategy? I love that. That just came up with
yeah,
these questions.
That's good. I like a salad.
What?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. Sorry, I'm big, explicit on that one.
I'm a big salad fan. I love
salad. At a buffet?
Salad. Yeah. So,
is it because of all the toppings? Is that why?
No, because I don't do a lot of toppings. I'll do salad and croutons and Thousand Island. That's my jam.
Why don't you... Oh, you're... Okay, you're blowing me away over here. Okay, continue. Jam. Sorry.
So start with the salad. You know, the meat at buffet, I'm going off looks.
Okay.
And a lot of the time, the steaks don't look good.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
The chicken's usually bathed in some type of sauce.
Yeah.
Seafood, I'll be okay with, depending on what it is. I'm not a huge buffet fan. This question's hard. I would go some type of pasta.
Okay.
Or rice. And then it's usually a chicken of some sort.
Do you know what I miss? Is Thunder Valley's buffet.
I miss that big time. Because they had everything.
Yeah.
They had sushi. They had like stir fry. Yeah. They had like if I recall, a Thanksgiving section.
Yeah.
Just
Asian food.
In general, yeah.
Yeah, burgers. They had everything.
Yeah. I haven't been to the casino in forever. What's there?
It's still there. They just don't have the restaurant open.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Like, are they going to bring it back?
No idea.
Interesting.
No idea. But it's still all there. It hasn't moved.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a huge buffet fan just because I'm super picky.
Yeah.
Salad.
That.
Some type of meat and a pasta.
You know you can make a salad at home.
I know.
See, for me, like, I don't disagree with you. I like the salad at buffets, too.
Yeah.
But because I put, you know, kidney beans on it, and I put all the other stuff that I don't want to do at home because I don't want to open up 12 different cans.
That's true.
And put the stuff on it. So, like, when I go fully loaded.
Yeah. I hear you, and that makes sense. But
if it's not in the bag, I'm not putting it on the salad.
That's
unless
true.
It's feta cheese.
Yeah, we at our house we do like the pre mixed whatever salads that come with everything. So you don't have to buy 12 different things.
The only thing I add to those is more feta cheese. That's it.
Mm.
Love feta cheese.
Not a feta cheese fan.
Well, you're lactose intolerant.
I know. Yeah. And then that protein shake that I had this morning.
Not sitting good?
Yeah. Uh-oh. I mean, we're okay.
Yeah.
But being lactose intolerant and having milk. We might have
in this episode. No,
we're good.
Okay. We're good. Let's get through these questions. We got three more, and then I can ask Chad more if you want.
Okay.
It's up to you. Okay. Right. Number 8. What hobbies or interests might surprise people? What do you geek out on when you're off the mic?
There's probably a lot of people that don't know this about me. I have a very large collection of silver. Silver coins.
All locked up. You're not going to get to it.
No.
Don't you worry.
Yeah, I mean, you could rob my house and you're not going to get them.
You're not even going to get close to any of it.
Yeah,
you're not going
to get close to any of it. So, yeah, I have an extremely large collection. I've been collecting silver since, it hasn't been that long, actually.
Bullshit.
Well, I feel like, you know, people have been collecting silver, you know, they're 60 years old. They've been collecting for 40 years.
Okay. How old are you?
Close to 40.
Oh, no, you're not close to, I'm close to 40.
I only have a couple years.
Okay.
Man.
And what year did you start collecting? So it's been at least 12 years.
Yeah, that's probably a fair,
if not longer.
So I started collecting silver. I'm trying to think, when I worked at UPS, the Rockland location.
But even before that, you had some before that.
Yeah, gosh, I don't know. Maybe I'll call it 15 years.
Yeah.
And
your age? Oh, yeah, it's almost half.
Yeah, it's almost half, I guess, huh? yeah.
Sorry, I have to call you out on
no,
that.
No, that's good.
Because I love...
No, that's good. Yeah, so I like collecting actual currency.
Yes.
So that's kind of my main... focus.
Book, the books that you have, what are those? The
yeah, so I've got quarter books. I've got.
Well, what's the? Is it the Silver
Eagle book?
That's
impressive.
Those are legit.
Yeah, that's impressive. I'm 2 years behind on. 2 years or 1 year, I don't have a 2025.
What does that cost for 2020? Because does it cost more because it's new right now?
No.
Okay.
No, I think some coin shops would put a premium on it.
Yeah.
Because
they know
they're hard to get.
Yeah.
But
they even know that it's new, so some people that are adding to their books or whatever they have,
they're gonna want to pay for it.
Yeah.
Regardless of the price, kind of thing. I know silver has gone up. Imagine that. My phone's gonna die. Let's see if we can look this up.
What does people not know? Oh, my phone.
Yeah, my phone. So currently, without a premium, where do you see the 42? I'm seeing 38.15.
Oh, I just looked it up on Google and it says. Oh,
okay. So 38 bucks. You're gonna pay. In my experience, with all the Silver Eagles I've bought over the years, you're paying 10 bucks. A premium.
Okay.
So you're going to pay close to $50 for a Silver Eagle currently.
Makes sense.
Which if going into it, you know that, I wouldn't pay over $50 for a Silver Eagle.
Yeah.
Like if I happened to go to a random shop, which I wouldn't, I would be going to the one that I always go to.
Yep.
But if I popped into a random shop and they're like, oh yeah, we've got Silver Eagles or $75. I'd turn around and walk out.
Yeah.
Like, just because I know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to price gouge me in particular just because I know my stuff. But yeah, silver's been a big part of my geeking collection, I guess.
I just love how they worded that. So
yeah, that's good. But yeah, I would say silver and US currency in general.
Okay. So this is a two-part question.
Okay.
Question number 9. What's the best advice you ever received?
Hmm. I would say the best advice that I've ever received is showing up to work early.
Well, I already know the answer to this, the follow-up question.
What's the
second question of this is, and do you follow it? Do you actually follow it?
Yeah, I'm the guy that shows up 20 minutes work to early. Or 20.
Hold on, 20?
There's times it's 25.
Come 30, on.
30.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's super important. My dad had told me way back when to be 5 minutes early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late. And I've always followed that.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the first one there and usually the last one to leave. You know, there's a few of us that we all walk out together, but in general, yeah, I would say showing up early to work.
And you definitely do that.
Yeah, and it's...
And there's actually been times that it's benefited you because something had happened.
Yeah.
And you still made it to work 5 minutes early.
Yeah.
Even with something happening.
Yep. And it's funny because when I show up 5 minutes before work starts, everyone's like, where's he at? Yep. Is everything okay? Has anybody heard from him?
Yep.
And people are like, you showed up late today.
Yeah.
And it's kind of not even a joke anymore. No. Like if I'm showing up, I start work at 6 p.m. If I'm showing up at 5:58, something happened.
Yeah. Something was wrong.
Something completely has gone sideways in my household. And showing up early. That's me. I'm that guy.
Yep. Okay, question number 10. If you could leave listeners with one message, what would it be? Close it out strong.
Gosh.
What's the one thing Sean wants the world to hear?
This is deep. I can't handle any more questions after this. I would say, God, I've had two cliche answers today. I would say always be kind. And that goes into, man, I think no matter who you come across in life, always try to be kind, because you never know, 20 years will pass and you'll run into that same person again. And you're going to wish that you would have been nicer to that individual. without going into detail, I was super kind to an individual, lost communication with this person for close to 18 years. And I'm thankful that I was always super kind and respectful to this individual, because I work with this person now. Like, literally close to 20 years had gone by, zero communication.
Yeah.
And, you know, now I work with this individual. So even if you think
it's a great rapport,
and it could be completely different.
Yep.
Of a relationship due to how I acted 18 years ago. Well, now it's been more, but I would say just always try to be as kind as possible.
I like
which
that.
Which totally sounds cliche, but I've got a story to back it up. So,
and a very good story, because I know it. So
yeah.
Unfortunately, that's a secret for all of you.
Yep, that's gonna stay a secret. We don't have time. We'd have to charge up the batteries on everything and we'd be here for 9 hours.
I don't think there's enough power in the world.
There's not.
Actually, it's a great story though.
But yeah.
That's too personal, unfortunately.
Yeah. I would say just always try to be kind. And like I said, I know it sounds cliche, but you'll you'll find out how quick somebody will treat you if you treat them bad, and 20 years goes by and you run into them.
Yep.
So always be kind.
Yep. Well, thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
We got to learn a little bit about you.
Oh my goodness. I'm a geek that collects coins. I love to shoot, and I'm 30 minutes early to work.
Yep. And thank you, Chad, for those questions.
Yeah.
Chad can't respond, but I guess I could say thank you. There's a voice thing now on here.
Oh, wow. Yeah. No, these were good. I appreciate the secretive questions. And they're not, this was actually a lot better than what I put together.
No, I disagree. I think it, I did this last night. I'm like, oh, let me do, because I had questions on top of my head and I wanted to do something similar to you, but I'm like, I'm not even going to send you a picture. I'm just going to throw you in front of a microphone and
do it. This is great.
But the questions it came up with was really good. So I think I might have to use it more often.
No, this is awesome. We should, I don't know, we should maybe put together an episode based off.
We should literally go on the air and say, what do we want to talk about today? Have zero thoughts.
I'm in.
And literally type in and do whatever it says it to do.
I like it.
Let's do it. Okay. Next episode. Hey, guess what? We don't have to prep.
Yes, we don't have to prep. Well, you will, because we'll have to discuss the 48, because I'm going to get that to you this weekend.
Yes. Yep. That works.
Wow, this was good. I really am thankful that you put this, or the internet put this together.
I didn't do anything. I literally typed in one prompt and it gave me everything.
No, this is good. Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. Remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all our social medias. And a very, very, very special thank you to our
Patreon.
You guys are amazing. Thank you guys so much for your support. Thank you to our sponsors.
Yep.
And you guys have a great rest of the day.
Ciao, ciao.